Beautiful. So welcome back to segment number two. At this point, you have some energy moving inside of you. So have some awarenesses, some of which you might already know and have already known, but just bringing it to the surface is really powerful. So you might feel a little edginess right now, a little bit of anxiety. Just pay attention to how you're feeling right now. What I'd like to bring you into is something that I discovered was so monumental in my shift around prosperity and abundance and allowing myself to open to a higher level of wealth. So, I invite you to think about something. Where in your life do you seek out opportunities to apologize? Now, this might feel a little bit out of left field, and I invite you to really trust the process around this. So what I mean is, are you, for example, being late all the time is an opportunity to seek apology a lot. Do you pay your bills late? Do you get into arguments with people or find yourself going into rage or yelling or screaming or being in some sort of space that really doesn't serve you? So just pay attention right now. Do a little bit of a reflection around where in your life you may be apologizing and what kind of patterns or habits are there for you around that. We're going to go into this process a little bit deeper to start to bring to the surface. Are you finding yourself apologizing a lot? Being late is a really big one. Being late for things, late for appointments, late turning in bills, late turning in assignments, arguing, these kind of things. So just pay attention. Bring that up for awareness. So I already started to talk about this. How often are you late? You're not on time for appointments or with bills. Are you lying at any point to a spouse or a friend? Even just a little bit, even a little white lie. This really affects you, and we're going to see how in just a minute. Are you exaggerating or stretching the truth a bit? Pay attention if you're saying untruths throughout the day. You can feel that in your vibration when you're not in alignment. Are you hiding things that you've purchased? Okay, so pay attention to this. All of these things can cause distrust internally and give us opportunities to apologize. All of this leads to subconscious forms of distrust within oneself. Okay, so start to feel that. Here's the deepest inner truth around this form of wealth that I've discovered. If you are not receiving the amount of prosperity that you desire in your life, there is an opportunity for you to highly, highly forgive the feminine in some way. I'm going to walk you through an entire process. I'm going to begin to connect the dots for you now. If you are putting yourself in a position to consistently apologize for things, you do form a level of distrust between you and your ability to create. You start to second guess and doubt yourself. The feminine has everything to do with creation, with vibrancy, with creative life force, and you gifting yourself the opportunity to create money comes from that space. So, which women in your life, woman or women, we're going to go through a few here, in your life still requires your forgiveness? Where are you holding back and judging the feminine, again, being creative life force and not allowing yourself to trust? If you are not making the money you want to be making, you are holding a grudge against the feminine. Feel that for a minute. Even if inside you're wondering how this is logical, feel this. If you're not making the money you want to be making, you are holding a grudge against the feminine. You are holding a grudge against creative life force around your ability to create. We're going to begin this process by you admitting which woman in your life, past or present, and she could be alive or not alive, that you require to forgive. And at this point, I just invite you to make a list. I invite you to think back, maybe all the way even to grade school, who it is that you might be needing to forgive. Anytime that you were hurt, anytime there was betrayal, anytime you felt slighted in any way, So right now, go ahead and pause the module and make that list. Just take a few minutes, anybody that comes up, and then we're going to step into part two of the process. And keep going, more than just one person, okay? Underneath our ability to forgive other women is our distrust of the feminine. In many ways, we have been raised to second guess the feminine. Women are the ones struggling with accepting the feminine, not men. In my experience, okay, there's a lot of struggle and strife and competition with women and women. This is important. I really invite you to hear this because it affects your ability to receive, especially levels of prosperity. Prosperity is a gorgeous mix of masculine and feminine energy. We do utilize the masculine kind of doing energy inside of the New Yorker, and many of us are really good at that part. However, it is the feminine aspect of receiving prosperity, which comes from the Indian Frenchie being in union, that women are really challenged with. If your Frenchie and your Indie are not in sync, you will block your own prosperity no matter how much you do as a woman. This is why we start, ladies, with the Indie and Frenchie, giving you an opportunity to open up and explore them, expand your sense of receiving, and allowing yourself to begin to feel safe inside of pleasure. That's then when we can fully step into and embody the doing aspect of the New Yorker. However, if we skip this caveat of forgiveness, if you are still struggling and holding on to misconceptions around the feminine, you will block your ability to receive wealth. The main reason for this is that women are still holding the feminine at arm's length. And I will tell you, I have such experience with this around my journey. It's so interesting for me, you know, the mission that I have in this lifetime around Elegant Femme and bringing women into a higher level of awareness around their power and strength. I have so many experiences and memories of a young girl, of girls really being so mean to me. I used to go home from school crying very often, especially, I would say, a lot of fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade. Those were some really tough years for me. When I got into high school, I really just stopped communicating with women in the feminine, and people just saw me as stuck up. I was so scared to be hurt again, so scared to let that in. And then I can remember also an incident in college where I still don't know who, to this day, who it was, an anonymous letter that was shoved in my mailbox that was very, very hateful, full of hatred, full of jealousy and just these mean, awful, awful, awful things. So I get it. I do understand how deep this can be. However, when we hold those grudges against the feminine, it forms this gap between us and our own ability to be able to create with life force. So we have not fully accepted and respected her in many ways. Think of some of the female relationships that you have and just allow yourself to bring up. I know it can be incredibly painful. Incredibly painful, those feelings of betrayal. Oh my gosh, you know, they can be very, very painful. I invite you to bring them forward. We're going to step into this gorgeous space of forgiveness, forgiving the feminine. So how many times have you compared yourself to other women? Again, speaking about what we were talking about here, the main reason for this is that women are still holding the feminine at arm's length. So how many times have you compared yourself to other women? I have a beautiful process I created years ago called the Femme Chateau, where I walk women through how to really utilize the energy of jealousy and enviousness, being of envy. I don't know how to conjugate it right now in this present moment very quickly. That comparison factor, that competition factor, that she has it, that means I can't or I won't. And I assist them inside the Femme Chateau in a deeper level of integration around this. It's a very, very beautiful, powerful process. And, you know, I want you to know that there is a space inside for you to be so whole and feel so safe. But be honest with yourself here. How many times have you compared yourself to other women? How many times have you been jealous of other women? Have you felt you were being manipulated in some way or that you didn't trust her? How many times have you thought she was weak? And I'm talking about the feminine. All of this affects your ability to trust yourself and deepen to trust the feminine, which really stems from a lie. You know, this lie that the feminine can't be trusted. So if we bring it all the way down to the trust level, this is about not trusting life. Feel into that for a minute. If you don't trust the feminine, you don't trust life. The feminine is life, yeah? Life force, creative ability, the ability to create and birth comes from the feminine. So if you're not trusting the feminine, you're not trusting life in some way. And not trusting life will absolutely get in your way of receiving prosperity. As women, we have been relating to each other in a very masculine way, in fact, competing, second-guessing, one-upping. We have learned to dim our light so that we don't catch attention, not from men, but from other women. I invite you to really feel that and feel the intensity of that. This is the shift that needs to occur. This is where the magic happens. What aspect of the feminine do you need to forgive? Listen to your indie here, ladies, as well. Again, even though we're stepping into New Yorker module, we never leave any of the fem types out. Listen to your indie. Which aspect of the feminine do you need to forgive? Actually, before we go any further, we're going to close here, and I really invite you to think about this. Do you have judgments around the feminine as being catty or manipulative or untrustworthy or lazy? What is it? What is your judgment around the feminine, and what is it that you require to forgive? Bring it up to the surface, admit it to yourself, and allow yourself to begin to clear it. You're required to be in union with the feminine in order to allow yourself to step forward into your full creative power. Go ahead and journal for a few minutes around this. Make sure you have this awareness around which aspect of the feminine you're being asked to forgive. And I will meet you back here for the next segment.